The federal government has revealed the Royal Commission into Child Sexual Abuse will be designed to ensure individual cases of abuse are investigated by police and prosecuted as swiftly as possible. The Prime Minister will today unveil the terms of reference for the commission, but AM can reveal there'll be six commissioners, each with a three-year term, with an interim report due after 18 months. The Attorney-General, Nicola Roxon, has told AM there'll be no set time limit for the Commission, but the government wants to ensure it runs efficiently given the mountain of evidence it's set to hear. Nicola Roxon is speaking here to Lexi Metherill.
The Royal Commission is going to have an enormous job ahead of it. We will be announcing that we're appointing six commissioners to do this work. That's a large number of commissioners, but we think it's necessary to ensure that the range of people that need to be heard will be heard, and so that we don't have the commission take any longer than is necessary. Commissioners will be appointed for 3 years and will be asked to provide an interim report within 18 months to government. It may be that that report will ask for extra time, but we want to keep it focused and hope that we can get recommendations from the commissioners in as short a time as possible so that the community can get on with implementing those recommendations and ensuring that we can protect our children better.
And you've said that they will be appointed for three-year terms. How long are you anticipating that this commission could go for?
Well, I think it's important for us to keep a close track on the work of the commission. It's not open-ended, but we are, as a government, committed that the commission should be allowed to take as long as it needs. By asking for there to be an interim report in 18 months and by appointing people for 3 years, that keeps a fairly tight focus on it, although we do understand and appreciate that it may be that when the commission's done its first 18 months of work that it knows it will need more time than that, and of course the government would then provide that.
What power will the commission have to make criminal prosecutions?
The Commission doesn't have the power to prosecute individuals. People need to be very clear that the Commission is an investigative body which is going to make policy recommendations to the government about how we as a community can better protect children. But what the Commission will need to do is be able to liaise very closely with police authorities across the country, and we believe that by establishing proper processes within the Commission to assist people where their matters might need to go to the police for prosecution, that that will help speed up the process and provide individuals with appropriate support when it can often be very difficult for these matters to be brought to the police.
And will this special unit that's being set up be run by the police, or how will that fit within the broader Commission?
The Commission itself will establish all of its protocols, and that will be able to be done, and I think the priority piece of work for the commissioners when they're announced today. But we believe the option of an investigative unit where material can be gathered, where perhaps a brief of material would be able to be developed by staff in the Commission to hand to the local police authorities, may well be a good liaison process that will allow those matters that need to be followed by police to be referred to them in a quite comprehensive way.
How are you proposing that the Commission decides which victims get the chance to tell their story? Will it be everyone who would like to?
Well, again, these will all be matters for the Commission. A Royal Commission, once set up, is independent from government, and the processes a Commission use can be established by the Commission themselves, and they have a very wide range of powers and are able to be quite flexible in the way that they take evidence or hear material. There has been, through the process with the terms of reference, many different suggestions about ensuring that anyone who wants to come to the Commission can, but also perhaps narrowing the focus on issues that particularly look at recommendations the Commission can make. So there'll be, I think, some important, sensitive, early discussions that the Commissioners need to have about the best way to strike that balance. And I know that the victims and advocacy groups are very keen to work with the Commission and to assist in managing what will be a vast number of people, some of whom want to tell their stories, others who want to make sure that someone who's had the same experience as them can tell their story. And those issues will need to be worked through by the Commission itself.
The Attorney-General, Nicola Roxon, speaking there to Lexi Metherill.